USA Radio News.
As rain continues in Northern California, crews are still battling the deadly campfire. Fire officials do say the rain will help put out the flames, but could also trigger flash flooding. USA Radio Network's Wendy King had a chance to catch up with some evacuees in Chico.
My name is Efren Savazon. I am to a victim. I survived.
Did you lose your house, Evan?
Yes, I did.
Also with me is a proud, disabled pastor from Paradise who is giving everything for his surviving congregation.
Pastor Jerry Lingenfelder, I lost everything from the fire, and I've been here since day one, giving, not taking.
Chief Justice John Roberts came out and said he was thankful for an independent judiciary. He also said we don't have Clinton judges, we don't have Obama judges, and we don't have Trump judges. The comments come one day after President Trump called the judge who ruled against him an Obama judge. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An Egyptian rights group says the country's Christians are suffering increased discrimination. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The findings in a report issued this week by the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, a group that tracks government efforts to tackle disputes around church building in the Muslim-majority nation. It concludes that, in its words, the general situation of the right to practice religious services and build houses of worship is deteriorating, and that a committee established last year to facilitate church building by Christians has not brought justice. Since then, 9 churches have closed under pressure from authorities or the public in Egypt. The group also noted several other cases of sectarian tension over church building, urging the government to address the current legislation surrounding church building, which it says is highly regulated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Tijuana police say they've arrested 34 caravan members for drug possession, public intoxication, and disturbing the peace. Now, they're going to be deported back to their home countries. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on what's going on at the border.
I'm here to tell you today that the reality is that there are currently over 6,200 individuals camped out south of the U.S. border in Tijuana today as I stand here.
And as far as who those folks are that are camped out?
The reality is that the majority of the caravan that we see is made up of single adult males or teenage males. In addition, we have identified over 500 criminals to include known gang members contained in the flow of the caravan.
And finally, Nielsen on what we're doing to strengthen things along our border.
In advance of the caravan's arrival, we have hardened ports of entry, deployed the military, and surged resources. We have worked closely with state and local law enforcement to be able to rapidly deploy where needed.
The Thanksgiving holiday getaway is well underway. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky is speaking to travelers arriving at the busiest airport in the country, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
A happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
So far, no major delays are being reported at airports. Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.